We're doing the Rambam's letter to Rabbi Pinchas HaDayan. Fa'odati la'adrat kvod geon k'tushato Maran Rabban Pinchas Shatz HaDayan HaGadol Hamo'oz HaMigdol HaChacham HaMuflag Rabbi Mishulam HaRav Zatzal. I already let know his honored great holy one, the master, the rabbi, Pinchas, the messenger of the congregation, the great judge, that great fortress, that bastion, that exalted, extraordinary, wise man, the son of Rav Meshulam, the Rav, of blessed memory, that I only delayed responding to your first and last letters because I was ill. Not because of something you said, or not because of something I heard, because I don't believe things people tell me when people speak foully, when people say lashon hara. He says, you might think I didn't answer you quickly because someone said lashon hara about you and they got me upset at you, and that's why it took me time to reply to your letter. No, the only reason there was a delay is because I was ill. Obviously he got another letter where Rav Pinchas asked him. He said, you know, I don't know what people told you, but No. I also know that any time something gets passed from person to person, it changes. You don't get the exact same thing. And there are always additions. And even more so, when you have someone who wants to if someone wants to... Gossip, yeah. So then they're going to be more careful to add and embellish the things they tell over. So obviously I know that when things you hear mouth to mouth, you're not hearing something accurate. And thank God, even if I heard with my own ears, and I knew certainly that so-and-so took honor in shaming me or mocked my words, even if he cursed, thank God I'm on a level that I don't care. I don't even hold it against them. It doesn't budge me. But rather I forgive. And that you made me promise in your last letter that I shouldn't distance you from me, and the way you went on and on. Chalila li me'kor asher natati. God forbid. Rambam says, you're so concerned that maybe I got upset at you, maybe people said something. What are you talking about? No, I wouldn't uproot what I myself planted. You're my student. I built you. You think I'll knock down the thing I myself built? Don't ever consider such a thought. Not you, not any disciple, even more so someone so wise. Don't ever fret that I'll do you any harm or any affliction. Afilu laknit bidvarim. I wouldn't even say things that were hurtful to you. No, I'm not going to do that, says the Rambam. You got nothing to worry about. I don't believe that you ever said something bad. And even if I knew you said something bad, I couldn't care less. And so don't worry, I'd never have anything against you. And even if I thought you did something against me, I wouldn't. I'd forgive and keep going. I wouldn't even say something against you. And that which you were told, that when I got your first letter, I was very upset. Emet amar, that's true. When I got your first letter, I was upset. I got this letter that was replete with imperfections. And I was ill on the verge of dying. How won't I be upset? How could I get a letter that's with so many mistakes and I have to read it when I'm so sick? I'm a sick man. Of course I got upset. כתוב בו בנוסח זה ככה. In your first letter it says, קמו כל העם מקצה לקצה. Everyone got a riled, the whole nation from one end to the others. כי הנימו קטניהם ובאו אליי למו. From the elders to the youngsters, everyone came to me saying, אין אנו יכולים לשאת עוד דבריכם. We can't handle what you're doing anymore. שהרי אתם מתירים מה שתרצו ותעשו מה שתחפצו. You permit what you wish, you forbid what you wish. הרי בידינו מסור מאבותינו הראשונים אשר לפנינו, שאין לבר ישראל להתפלל ובעל קרי עד שירחץ פעם אחת. We have a tradition from earlier generations, from way back when, that a Jew shouldn't pray if he's a Baal Keri till he goes to immerse himself, or he goes to the sea until he cleans himself. And now you permitted people to pray and enter shul v'dikot b'torah and read in Torah v'lo rechitza v'lo Torah without washing themselves, without puring themselves. If that's really the religion of Israel, we'll let the people know, etc. I'm quoting you verbatim, says the Rambam. So this is what you wrote me. I want you to look at what you said, and you tell me, didn't what you said, isn't that enough to anger even Hillel? You know, Hillel was the person you couldn't anger. So the Rambam saying, you wrote such foolishness, you wrote such imperfections and inaccuracies, that how can you expect me not to get upset at such a letter? Yeah, Rav Pinchas HaDayan obviously based himself on the Rambam, but yeah. So see if what you said would anger Hillel HaZaken or Inan or not. Amarta shekamu kol ha'am zkenim uktanim. You said everyone aroused against you, the elders to the youngsters. V'dvar yadoa v'ru shelo ayu kulam. Everyone knows it wasn't everyone. Ela k'tzat me'amei ha'arts ha'shotim. A few fools came and bugged you. What are you writing that everyone ganged up on you? V'od shetanta divrehem u'mileta otam. And furthermore, why did you take their claim and give it backing? You presented their claim in a way that shows that you're giving it some validity. And you presented it as though they were so wise, as though they're coming with a tradition, that they're men of tradition and they know what they're talking about. Why do you present it that way? Claim number one, why do you present it as the whole nation? We both know it wasn't. Was a few riffraff. Claim number two, you presented their case. You made a case for them. Why? You made it as though they have a real tradition contradicting what I rule. Why? Ve'od sheba michlal adurim sheisdata v'tikanta shasul kol patorah likanes v'teknes ela achar rechitza mikeri. And furthermore, from understanding what you did, I understand you instituted that they may not read in the Torah or enter shul until they've washed themselves from keri. How'd you do that? And furthermore, you said they wanted you to give a speech about how stringent one has to be about this, about how careful one has to be about keri, v'darashta, and you acquiesced. You did give such a speech. That also got me upset. What are you doing here? You're taking something and you're making something that's so light, you make it into weighty. How do you do that? Uman chumre advarim, explain to me, says the Rambam. What's so stringent that you gave a speech explaining to them how stringent they have to be? Remember, the Rambam rules, you're allowed to enter shul, you're allowed to learn Torah, like the Gemara says. It's only a custom in these areas, in Spain, in North Africa. What are you making it into this big thing? Everyone has to do it. How could you let someone into shul without it? Where you live out there in Rome, in France, in Provence, they never had this custom. Out there where it's cold, no one used to wash from keri before they come to shul. So what are you making this big tadadam for? Of course they got upset at your letter. Not because I hate you, but because of what you wrote.
These people were angry because the judge had instituted that you don't have to wash when you're a Balkari?
The judge had ruled, like the Rambam says, that you do not have to wash when you're Balkari. The Rambam says, I got upset at you because firstly you presented it as though they're the masses. Secondly, you gave back into their words as though it's a tradition. Thirdly, I understood you gave in to them and then you made an institution forbidding people to enter shul without washing for keri. Fourthly, they asked you to give a speech about the stringencies and you gave such a speech. But what right do you give such a speech? Who allowed you to say it's stringent? It's not. All it is a custom, and it's not even a custom where they live. So what are you giving such a speech about how stringent it is? Of course I got upset when I read such things. And it's a common occurrence that great sages and rabbis come from your cities to Spain. And when people come from your edge of the world and they see that we are careful to wash for keri, they laugh at us. And they claim that we learned from the cleanliness of the Arabs. They say, you learned from the Muslims. This isn't the halacha. So obviously I see, because when wise men come from your part of the world, they do not have this custom. So what are you giving a speech and making an institution that they should all be careful to wash for carry? And the truth is, what you should have done, Rabbi Pinchas, is that when you heard those people impoverished, and here he means impoverished from intellect, when you heard them arise against you, you should have yelled at them. You should have ruled the way the halacha says, that it is permitted, and you shouldn't have covered up. And you should have told them that the halacha is, the rule of Moshe, our Rebbe, is, She'ein divrei Torah mekabelin tuma, that the words of Torah cannot be defiled. V'shebalkeri mutar likanes levet hakneset. A balkeri is permitted to enter shul v'likot b'sefer Torah and to read in the Torah. Avelit balel adavar toluy b'minhag. When it comes to praying, so then it depends on the custom. Kol yisrael shebein hayishmeilim nagu lirchotz. Our custom here in the Muslim countries is that we wash before we pray. V'chol yisrael shebein harelim no nagu lirchotz. And you live among the uncircumcised ones, meaning the Christians, so you don't have this custom to wash for prayer. And don't change your custom. You're forbidden from changing your custom. That's what you should have said. That's what you should have ruled. But I'll tell you what. Just as love causes us to do things out of order, so too hate causes us to do things out of order. I'll tell you why. Because there's enmity between you and Rav Daniel. That's why you got angry. And you were happy that people were clambering and giving Rav Daniel a headache. So you were happy to back them. And that's why you forgot. You suddenly overlooked the true ruling, which is what you should have said. Nope. And that impoverished one, again he means impoverished of knowledge, the impoverished of intellect, that's another way of saying that fool. He said that I don't wash for keri. He says that's a lie. I bring as witnesses the heaven and the earth, that I never forwent toiveling for mikveh, washing for keri, unless I was ill. How would I change my custom, my forefather's custom, without cause, b'lo shum isu, without any prohibition? Uminayin yadahu biftayuto. And how does he, in his foolishness, know im nireti lichotzim lo, if I showed up to wash or not? How does he know? Udvarav divrei chalomot lo malin lo moritin. So he says, obviously he's talking based on his dreams, and we have a rule that dreams don't add or detract. So he's obviously a dreamer, nothing worth listening to. And I really don't have to discuss this at length, because this isn't something so important. But you want to know why I was upset, so I'll tell you why I was upset. Nothing personal, no one told me bad things about you. I didn't believe it if people said it. But I was upset because of what you wrote, your own content. So that's point number one. And furthermore, you wrote in that letter, you wrote to me, Maimonides, you wrote that your compilation illuminates the world. But it's only good for those who delved in Talmud and know the name of the sages who were the ones who are partake of the to and fro of the Talmud and the Gemara. But to learn my work, you wrote to me, is not something that someone should do as a standalone, and then the whole world will forget what the Tanaim and Amoraim said. People will forget what it says in the Talmud. So you wrote to me, my work is good, but provided that people also learn Talmud. Otherwise, people will forget everything it says in Talmud. And the words of the Talmud will be forgotten. And even more so, because people who learn And they don't know what they're learning, and they learn your work, the Rabbi Pinchas wrote to the Rambam, and they don't know exactly what you meant. So ultimately they misapply what you say. They don't know from what source the stream is flowing, so they don't know to appreciate the stream. And about such a situation where people learn and they don't understand what they've learned clearly, so the Tana warns us, wise men, be careful lest your students come after you and they don't drink the water as well. And then those students who misunderstand and misapply the Talmud that they learned, they could pass away, meaning their learning will not be true, they will not live the life of Torah the way they should, and then the name of heaven will be defiled. I'm quoting you verbatim, says the Rambam. And furthermore, you wrote, you said that the right thing is for me to tell people that they shouldn't stop learning Gemara. So this was what Rabbi Pinchas wrote the Rambam. And about all of this, I should chastise you and let you know that you wrote it nicely and you wrote it politically, but I know what you're thinking. Even though you didn't spell it out, you alluded to it. So I'm going to answer you, but I'm going to answer what you really mean to say. Da, I want you to know. Tchila, firstly, I never said people should not deal in Gemara or the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rif's halachos, or anyone else. Hayodayed, the one who knows is witness, meaning God who knows is my witness. Sheyesh li kmo shana v'chetzi shlo lamdu etzi chibur, ela shnayim o shlosha anashim lamdu mikzat tzvarim, v'rov atalmidim ratu limod halachot shel harav, v'limadti otam kama pamim kol halachot. That it's been a year and a half now that we haven't learned my compilation, we haven't learned my Mishnah Torah. Only two or three people in my Beis Medrash have learned parts of it. But most of the students wanted to learn the Rif, and I taught them the whole Rif a few times. And there were two students who wanted to learn Talmud the last year and a half, and I taught them whatever tractates they wanted to learn. Did I command or did I even entertain the thought that I should burn all the books that preceded me because of my compilation? But I explicitly said in the introduction, in the beginning of my work, that the only reason I compiled my work is because of the dwindling talent in the world. I compiled it for people who cannot understand Talmud. People who will not be able to understand that which is prohibited or permitted when they learn Talmud. And I went to great lengths to explain that in my introduction. So the Rambam says, what do you think? I told you to learn only my book and get rid of every other book. I never said that. I never meant that. I never thought that. I never did that. In my own academy, I'm busy teaching everything else. So what do you want from me?
Do you know what he said? He said that your work is good only for those who study in Gemara, not for those who don't.
Right, so he's saying, he said it slightly differently. He said, if you don't learn Gemara, so you don't understand your work right, and that people are better off not learning your work, and please publicize that you also believe people should still be learning Talmud. So the Rambam says, of course I believe people should still be learning Talmud. I myself keep saying people should still be learning Talmud, and I never said people should stop learning Talmud.
Ah, so the Dayan thought the Rambam didn't support this explanation. Meaning, he explained the Rambam's Mishnah Torah as being something that supplements the Gemara, but he thought that the Rambam didn't even hold
it. Let's hear the Rambam now. וזה שאמרת על שמות החכמים, כבר הזכרתי שמות רובי החכמים, תנאים המוראים בתחילת החיבור. And you claim that all the wise men of the Talmud would be forgotten if my work were the only work learned. Well, I mention all the wise men of the Talmud, most of the wise men of the Talmud, at Tanam and Amoram, in the introduction to my work. האם כן הוא שכל מי שפסק הלכות ועשה סולת נקייה גרם לשם שמיים להתחלל? Do you feel that anyone who distills the Talmud and tells you just the bottom line, he's desecrating God's name, כמו שעלה הליבך, the way you seem to suggest? כבר קדמו ניגונים וגדולים שחיברו חיברים ופסקו הלכות בלשון עברי ובלשון ערבי, בעניינים ידועים. You know, there are many compilations around from the Gaonim and others who ruled in Hebrew and in Arabic, and they wrote compilations where they don't quote anyone, they're just quoting you bottom line, what you should do. אבל לפסוק הלכות בכל התלמוד ובכל דיני תורה, לא קדמני אדם אחר רבנו הקדוש וסייתו הקדושה. But you know what no one did before me? That is to encompass all of the Talmud, all of the Torah, and bring it down to halachic ruling. No one did that since Rebbe. Im ipnei sheze kolel, korem l'shem shamayim leitchalel. Do you mean because I've done something so encompassing, that's why it's a desecration of God's name? Harei ze tema gadol. That seems extraordinary, you should say that. Everyone else takes the same route. You read the Gaonim, they wrote responsa, they don't sit down and quote you what everyone said. Rav Sadi Gaon wrote a siddur, others wrote works. They tell you, Allah halamayza, what you're supposed to do. There you don't say, because they don't quote you the Talmud and the to and fro and the names, that it's a chil Hashem. But because I did an encompassing work, suddenly you think it's a chil Hashem. V'im ibnei alumdim sh'amalta she'inan yodin. If you'll tell me, it's because when people learn my work, they don't know the names of the Tanaim and Amoraim, in biyad kol mi shechiber chibur sheyeh olech imo v'lo yinech likot el aploni uploni. You know what? I have news for you. Any person that compiles a work, they cannot accompany the work they compile to control who learns it. You'll tell me, because the people who learn my work, they don't learn Talmud. So I don't have control who learns my work. You can't control after you've published something. You can't control who learns it. And we'll have to pick up here next time, Mizrachi.